We're hearing music from the Christmas Oratorio of Johann Sebastian Bach from a recording featuring the Bach Choir of Bethlehem and the Bach Festival Orchestra. Euronews used the same music in a short feature on the Thomaner Chor, Leipzig St. Thomas Choir, and its 800-plus year history. They began with wise words from a young chorister named Oskar Dietz. I think that the first beat in the kettle drum in the beginning of the choir singing, Jauchzet Fröhlichkeit, is something that always stays in your mind. When you sing Bach, your body really vibrates. This rhythm just grips and enthuses you. Jauchzet Fröhlichkeit is the cantata Bach wrote as the first part of his Christmas oratorio. The words are translated, shout for joy, exult, rise up, praise the day. How appropriate to hear this Christmas music by Bach, sung by the Bach Choir of Bethlehem, in what has come to be known as the Christmas City, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, taking its name because of its founding on Christmas Eve in 1741 by Count Zinzendorf and a small group of Moravians. As it happens, Bach was still Thomas Cantor in Leipzig that very year. What is significant as well is the date 1898, when the Bach Choir of Bethlehem was founded, making the ensemble the oldest Bach choir in America, performing, as they did, the first complete renditions of the Bach B minor Mass in 1900 and the work we're hearing, the Christmas Oratorio in 1901. The Bach Choir of Bethlehem will welcome the historic and celebrated Thomaner Chor for a gala concert on March 8th in the historic Central Moravian Church in Bethlehem, where that first complete performance of the Bach B minor Mass took place. Christopher Jackson is artistic director and conductor of the Bach Choir of Bethlehem, and he was excited to introduce us to the St. Thomas Choir of Leipzig.
Our guest this year at the gala are the Thomaner Chor of Leipzig, Germany. And they are incredibly special guests in general, but also for the Bach Choir, because this is the very same choir out of this long 800-year tradition. They span all the way back to the 1200s, but it's the very location where Johann Sebastian Bach was the Thomaskantor, the head musician, as well as an educator at this school. And the tradition continues on today. The young men who live and study at this school are exceptionally well-trained singers and musicians. And we're so delighted to host them for this gala concert on March 8th.
They're not just going to do Bach, right? It'll be more.
Loads more. I have been describing this concert to choral music lovers that I know as a bit of a high wire act and with no net. They are doing two different Bach motets, which for those who know Bach's music, these motets are really among the most vocally challenging works that Bach wrote among his cantatas and passions. The motets are particularly difficult, and they're doing everything on the concert unaccompanied. So just keep that in mind as I continue to describe some of the pieces on the concert. But they're doing a lot of other German standards. So you'll hear some Brahms, some Mendelssohn, other early Baroque representatives like Schütz and Schein. But of particular interest to me were some other composers they added that were from more modern eras. They're doing a piece by Francis Poulenc, as well as a movement of the Frank Martin Mass for double choir. And this Frank Martin Mass is not one that I find many people know well, I think partially because it is so difficult to perform at a high level. But it's a remarkable piece of music, and one that actually has a particularly touching story, if my memory serves me correctly. Frank Martin is not really well known outside of this particular piece, he was very critical of his own work and didn't end up publishing very much. And this piece in particular was found locked in an office desk and surfaced some 20 or 25 years after its original composition, which I believe was written to help him grieve the loss of his son. And so it's a touching story, but the music that is created by this is some of the most unearthly, beautiful choral music that I know from the 20th century. And that's just yet another remarkable piece that the Tomaner Choir will be presenting at the concert.
Now, every holiday season, public radio stations present the Festival of Nine Lessons in Carols from King's College, Cambridge, and they have an awareness, if no other way, of maybe the choral tradition in England and the choristers and so forth. Is there a different sound when you have this German chorus as opposed to what would have been a traditional English choral sound with the same age singers?
That's such a good question. I find that the German sound differs rather significantly from the British sound in their love and attention to language. And I don't mean necessarily that British choirs don't have a love and attention of language, but what I find is that even how German choirs think about harmony is influenced by the language. I think there is a beauty in the German language, in the vowels in particular. You know, they have an actually wider range of typical vowel sounds in the German language than we do in English. And what that leads to is I think that they enjoy the unique color of each vowel. And German composers, I think in general, were also extremely aware of the unique qualities of the German language. And so sometimes the harmonies are even built to support the language. And so what I find is that German choirs sing remarkably in tune with very deep expression that's rooted in their own language. And I find it to be a more immediately present sound than many of the British choirs. The harmonies and the tone seem to reach you very directly in a way that does feel slightly different than English choirs.
And just one other question then. Say Sebastian is there and he's in charge at the Thomaskirche and the school. What kinds of things would he have been teaching these lads?
Well, I think he rather famously and begrudgingly, in addition to music, was forced to teach Latin and math. And just imagining, we know so many stories about Bach and how he didn't have a load of patience. Patience was not necessarily one of his virtues. Just imagining him attempting to teach these young rascals at times, not only music, but Latin and math. We know it wasn't his favorite part of the job, I can say that.
And then how can we take part in this remarkable chance to hear this ensemble?
So our gala concert is on Saturday, March 8th at 4 p.m. at Central Moravian Church here in downtown Bethlehem. And that's a really special location for us here in the Bach Choir. And I think it's a special place for the Tomaner Choir to perform as well, as that is the exact building where the first performances of the B minor Mass in the United States took place. So it's a historic building. It just gained UNESCO World Heritage designation, and we're inviting our guests from Leipzig to come and give a beautiful concert. And of course, you can find tickets for this at bach.org.
And you all were over in Leipzig, and so you know what it means to be in a special historic space differently, but you know the impact that has for someone who is a Bach lover and particularly a Bach singer or Bach musician.
Absolutely. We feel deeply connected to our partners in Leipzig. We were really honored during our last visit to be shown a private tour of the Bach archive, which houses many, if not most, of Bach's original manuscripts. And their director, Michael Maul, gave our choir personal tours in groups of about 10 to 15, while we were there. And that visit really, really showed me how strong of a link we have through Bach to these other arts organizations and kind of stalwart bastions of culture and history across a very large ocean. And we're just thrilled to be able to host more of our friends and our colleagues from Leipzig here, and we want to show them a good time.
Dr. Christopher Jackson, Artistic Director and Conductor of the Bach Choir of Bethlehem, sharing with us information about the historic Thomaner Chor of Leipzig coming to the Lehigh Valley for a gala concert and fundraiser. And that will be Saturday, March 8th at 4 o'clock at Central Moravian Church, 73 West Church Street in Bethlehem, with a reception and fundraiser that evening at 6, and that will be taking place at the Hotel Bethlehem, another historic place in Bethlehem, 6 o'clock at the historic Hotel Bethlehem. The fundraiser following the concert with a gourmet dinner and silent auction and reception, all part of the effort to raise funds for the Bach Choir Youth Education and Community Engagement Programs. The concert is Saturday, March 8th at 4 o'clock, and that's at Central Moravian Church, 73 West Church Street in Bethlehem. And for more information and for tickets, bach.org, bach.org, March 8th, in Bethlehem, Central Moravian Church, the historic Thomaner Chor of Leipzig, performing Bach and more. And for more information, bach.org.